You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What up, world? Welcome and all to another episode of The Ocho, presented to you in partnership, as always, with SB Nation's bloggingtheboys.com. My name, RJ Ochoa. You know me, of course, from BTB and from right here as your humble host on The Ocho. It is our episode for Thursday, the third day, January 16th, 2020, officially in the second half of January now. You know how people are like, I can't believe it's 2020. I can't believe football season's almost over. Dude, it's already the second half of January. Like, it's almost February. Before you know it, it's going to be Valentine's Day, and then it's going to be March, and it's going to be, you know, it's kind of how a calendar works. It's going to be Easter, and then it's going to be Mother's Day, and, you know, before you know it, the Masters is over. Man, we're almost, I mean, we're inside 3 months from the Masters at this point, so very exciting stuff, but we are starting to slow down with regards to the amount of Cowboys news. Now, that does not mean that we are going to be slowing down here at Blogging the Boys and on The Ocho. We're going to have lots of stuff for you on the Blogging the Boys podcast feed throughout the offseason. Obviously, we have Talking the Draft, which is covering the draft for us here at BTB, and we'll keep you updated on everything here on The Ocho. We'll have the 750 cranking out, and don't forget to follow us on all social platforms where we're moving, we're grooving at all times. I'm on Twitter and Instagram. I promise you, I'm going to be bumping out the Instagram stories. I'm trying to make that a thing. If there's certain stuff you want to see, certain stuff you like, let me know. But I'm at RJ Ochoa on both, so make sure to follow me there. But so this is Thursday, and I'm recording this obviously on Wednesday evening. However, something that I am recording on Thursday that I'm very excited about, so maybe while you're listening to this, and we'll put it out on Friday, going to be speaking to Chris Weaver of NFL Films, producer extraordinaire. We've had Chris on the show many times before. He's a great friend. Love his work, admire his work. I still haven't even found time to finish Peyton's Places. There's all sorts of stuff. I need to watch the new Aaron Hernandez thing on Netflix. If you've seen it, I've heard that it's just incredibly well done. But I'm really excited because, look, we're going to talk about the Hall of Fame here in a second. And in fact, last second is now. You know, the Centennial class was announced, and obviously Drew Pearson's not involved, and we'll get to that. And I'm, you know, anxious to talk to Chris about all these things. But we knew that Jimmy Johnson was a Pro Football Hall of Famer. That came out on Sunday at halftime of the final game of the divisional round. And we found out on Wednesday morning that Cliff Harris, Captain Crash, is a part of the Centennial class of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And look, Captain Crash was awesome. Cliff Harris was incredible. It was, you know, it was unbelievable that it took this long for him to get into Canton, and it's still unbelievable, and it's unfortunate that Drew Pearson has been excluded. But before we get to the Cowboys-ness of it all, I just have to say my personal favorite inductee from the Centennial class, and believe me, I love the Cowboys, but Steve Sable. And I mentioned that, and I can't wait to talk to Chris about it, because Steve Sable is so largely responsible for why I love football. And I am forever just indebted to him for helping me love the game and love of the NFL and the work that NFL Films did. I'm the biggest fan of NFL Films. And so it's awesome to see Steve Sable, the late, great Steve Sable, join his father, Ed Sable. The Sables deserve to be in the Hall of Fame. So it's awesome to see them get that recognition that they so very much deserve. Very, very, very pumped about that. On a Cowboys note, we already talked about Jimmy Johnson, obviously, and Cliff Harris. I mean, yeah, I feel like Cliff Harris, I know we have a lot of younger Cowboys fans that listen to the show, Cliff Harris played for the Cowboys literally in the 70s. And I mean, I'm talking like literally the 70s decade was his career. Obviously won two Super Bowls with the team and really kind of changed, I think, the Cowboys secondary. When you think about those teams, I think you tend to either think of the offensive stars. You think of Roger Staubach and Drew Pearson, of course, and Tony Dorsett. And if you do think defense, the doomsday aspect of defense is typically the guys up front. You know, you don't really think about any sort of secondary players. One of my favorite players, by the way, is Cornell Green, who, you know, obviously was fantastic and shut down Paul Warfield in Super Bowl VI. And so Cliff Harris really was sort of a stable force for the Cowboys in the secondary. Charlie Waters is a beloved Cowboy, but was not the player that Cliff Harris was. And so to see him get into the Hall of Fame is so awesome. And it was great to hear him talk about it. Paul Jones from NBC5 in Dallas has done great work all season long, kind of chronicling this journey for Cliff Harris. He's got a lot of great tweets and stuff. We tweeted about it on BTB and on my Twitter. And so just very, very over the moon, overjoyed to see Cliff Harris. I don't think that people totally realize the talent that was on that Cowboys defense or the talent that coordinated it. I mean, can you tell me off the top of your head who the defensive coordinator was for the Doomsday defense? Because it actually blows my mind. Me and Joe Green had his number retired by the Pittsburgh Steelers not too long ago. I think it was like 3 years ago, I want to say, and maybe 4 years ago. I could be wrong. But up until then, the Pittsburgh Steelers had only ever retired one number. And do you know who that is? And I promise this is all going to make sense. Before they retired Mean Joe Green's number, the Pittsburgh Steelers had only ever retired the number of Ernie Stotner. And Ernie Stotner was the defensive coordinator for the Doomsday defense and did a marvelous job. Cliff Harris, obviously a big part of that. And I mean, it's this centennial class is really great to see so many guys that were held out for whatever reason, finally get a chance, finally get an opportunity. Harold Carmichael, I mean, you can go on and on with the guys that, you know, the Hall of Fame put in. And I actually personally have enjoyed seeing the news of it trickle out in different fashion. Obviously, the Hall of Fame typically announces their new class on the night before the Super Bowl during Super Bowl honors. But it's been cool. I think, you know, it was great to see Bill Cowher and Jimmy Johnson find out the way that they did. And I know that they announced all the names on Good Morning Football, and it was really cool of them to post like the video, the calls from David Baker to different Hall of Famers, kind of like, you know, teams do when they draft players. I really enjoyed that. But I mean, it's awkward, obviously, as a Cowboys fan, because Cliff Harris is in and you want to celebrate, and Jimmy Johnson's in and you want to celebrate, but Drew Pearson held out. And the video of him reacting that was shared by many outlets was just gut-wrenching. I mean, you feel for him. You know, I'll say this, that speaking for myself, I love when players embrace the team that they played for, right? Because that's what you want. You want to believe that it means as much to a player playing for your favorite team as it does, you know, for you to watch and root for that team, right? Like, you want to believe that that player loves being associated with the team the way you love and root for the team. And I've been fortunate in my life, in my career, to be around Drew Pearson a couple of times and to interview him. And that is him. I mean, he is somebody who takes the ultimate level of pride in being a Dallas Cowboy. And so I think, you know, if you're a Cowboys fan, you want to see that culminated, right? You want to see that culmination. You want to see that sort of crowning moment for him getting that gold jacket and that bronze bus. You want to see it because you ache for it almost. It's almost, it doesn't make your fandom stronger, as my dog Bear squeaks his toy. Sorry about that. You know, podcasting's rough business. But I mean, it almost, you know, again, not that you earn it as a fan, but it adds to it. You know, you have this moment of, I watched all of his career and it was awesome. I rooted. I was there in Drew Pearson's case. I mean, I watched the Hail Mary, you know, and everything. And I don't get it. I really don't get it. And there's been a lot said, you know, since the news came out about why he's been excluded and how nobody can understand it. And I'm in that same boat. And I think, you know, I said this on Fox Sports Central Texas on Wednesday, that often I think that narratives help drive candidacy for the Hall of Fame. You know, and I don't mean that that's the only thing, but I think that stories help. And where I'm going with that is, Drew Pearson, he has the credentials in terms of resume and on the field and everything. He has all of that. And then you add in the fact that he's been this darling to work with. He has these iconic moments associated with him. I mean, people will point to the draft a couple of years ago. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about he has these iconic moments as a player. I mean, he has the Hail Mary. You know, I mean, he checks every box is my point. I mean, he's got the credentials. He's got the narrative. He's got it all. And I don't know how a guy like that doesn't get in. I really, truly don't get it. And it's a shame. And I think, you know, I thought Nui Scruggs made a great point on Twitter, kind of going back and forth with somebody about the video being shared. And he said, you know, I really believe that sharing this video will help him get in eventually. And I think that, you know, that's the narrative I'm talking about, because I agree with that. I do think that the Hall of Fame will see that video. And then whenever the moment comes, I think they're, you know, they lean in that direction because they say, man, that just, the Hall tends to, in my opinion, reward people who, you know, the Hall would mean a lot to. I mean, or not reward that, but that is a very big plus from what I have seen in my own personal opinion. I think that that helps guys, you know, just a little bit get in the Hall of Fame. And I think we're all rooting for Drew Pearson. He's one of the best. So let's take a very quick break, and then we'll come back. We're going to talk about some coaching staff stuff and all the rest. So don't go anywhere. I'm going to take a very quick break here. A word from our sponsors.
Vacations can be tricky. You already know how to book flights and hotels, but now the only thing you're missing is, you know, the actual travel experience. Because is it really a vacation if you're just sitting around like you would at home? You need a tool to get the most out of your time away. That's where Viator steps in. You can book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected. And 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Listen, I'm 24 and I still live at home. Like, what? For sure. Are you kidding me? My man and I, we attempted to move out.
Yeah, that'll be $1,600 for a studio apartment, not including groceries, not including...
Last fall, the National Association of Realtors released data showing that housing affordability had fallen to its lowest point since the 1980s for reasons of economy, American.
There just aren't a lot of home sales going on. And there's really kind of a standoff right now between buyers and sellers.
That standoff leads to another kind of standoff.
It's always fun being 40-something years old and having to live with your parents again. And I know it's all my fault.
Sir, I don't know your life, but on Today Explained, a two-part series on how it might not be your fault. Our housing reality bites and the American dream is in your childhood bedroom. Series sponsored by Mint Mobile. Today Explained, in your feed every weekday.
And I'll tell my mom, Mom, I'm going to the bathroom, I'll be back. If I'm not out in like 3 minutes, dog, she's like knocking on the door going, everything okay in there? Yeah, Mom, everything's cool, dog.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Ocho. This is our episode again for Thursday, January 16th, 2020. Hopefully you're having a fantastic Thursday. I spent part of my Wednesday at puppy classes for my puppy bear, and I was that puppy parent whose puppy was the most misbehaved. If anybody, you know, we get a lot of questions actually about Bear because he has a lot of fans. But Bear was the most misbehaved puppy, and he's been a little bit of a pain. You know, I'm not going to lie. In terms of recording, we've had to put some duct tape and twigs to get this episode together, but it is what it is. Anyway, so on Wednesday, we got a little bit of news with regards to the ongoing Cowboys coaching staff build and how they're putting together the coaching staff under Mike McCarthy. And Lunda Wells, might be Lunda Wells. It's generally not a popular name, so excuse me on the mispronunciation if that is so. But Lunda Wells is expected to be the team's tight ends coach. Worked previously with the New York Giants. And the thing about Lunda Wells, you know, beyond the pronunciation of his first name, is he is not Jason Witten, and that is very interesting because When the Cowboys announced, nothing has been formally announced, but when it was announced, when it was reported, when it was speculated, whatever word you want to use, that Doug Nussmeier was going to become the team's quarterbacks coach, that kind of, you know, that I didn't, you know, they didn't connect dots, but it opened a dot to be connected because Doug Nussmeier was previously the team's tight ends coach. So, okay, Doug Nussmeier is no longer going to coach tight ends. He's going to coach quarterbacks. That's cool. What does that mean for tight ends? Oh, yeah, that's right. Jason Witten, you know, is potentially going to retire again. And, you know, it became very obvious he was going to be a coach, you know, so maybe he's going to be the team's tight ends coach. And I know I thought that. I know that I thought that, you know, Jason Witten, I thought maybe, you know, for what it's worth, I mean, anything can happen while you're recording a podcast. So maybe Jason Witten retired, you know, between the time we recorded this and it went out. But, I mean, I'm kind of joking, but I thought that we were any day now going to get, because this is that time. I know I'm jumping all over the place in thoughts, but I'll say this. We found out on Wednesday that Larry Fitzgerald is returning to the Arizona Cardinals, right? Awesome. By the way, actually, that is awesome. Who doesn't love Larry Fitzgerald? So we're at that time, right, where, you know, players like Larry Fitzgerald have to decide if they want to return for another season or if they're ready to retire. We heard Luke Kuechly on Tuesday night announce his retirement. Luke Kuechly, awesome player. Wish him the best. Man, it's crazy. I mean, honestly, I mean, you know, the game, a lot of guys realizing, you know, taking control of their own lives, and it's awesome to see guys, you know, do what they want to do with their lives. So good for Luke Kuechly. But, we're at that point. So I thought, okay, surely we're going to find out. This was my speculation that Jason Witten is retired again. He's not going to get the big pomp and circumstance. I already went through that. He's going to retire. It's going to be, you know, it is what it is. He's going to be the team's tight ends coach because now that job is vacant and we're going to move on from here. And that made a lot of sense already, right? But it made even more sense, you know, a year ago that this was the eventual path when Jason Witten's buddy, Jason Garrett, was the team's head coach. By the way, Jason Garrett interviewed for the New York Giants offensive coordinator position on Wednesday. So we'll see what comes of that. But anyway, you know, Lunda Wells hired to be the team's tight ends coach. So what's going to happen with Jason Witten if he's not going to be the team's tight ends coach? That's interesting to me. You know, it's interesting that Jason Witten was not seemingly wasn't handed the job to be the team's tight ends coach. And maybe Jason Witten will be a Cowboys coach in a different capacity. Maybe Jason Witten will return to play for the Cowboys in 2020. Who knows? I mean, but ultimately, I think that that is a positive thing. I think that that shows that Mike McCarthy is kind of having his say, that he didn't have Jason Witten as a tight ends coach forced on him or something. I mean, I might be reading a bit too much into it, but I think you get the general point. I think it's a good sign for the Mike McCarthy era that Lunda Wells is the tight ends coach because of what the hire represents, which is a change in structure. And that's what a lot of people have wanted to see for a long time. On the subject of coaches, it was reported that the Cowboys are interested in Adam Henry to be their wide receivers coach. Adam, previously the wide receivers coach for the Cleveland Browns. And I know what you're thinking. What? I don't want anything to do with that. Now, it's certainly worth mentioning that Adam has some experience working with high-profile wide receivers. Obviously, Odell Beckham Jr. and Jarvis Landry are part of the Cleveland Browns and were last season when Henry was there. It's also worth mentioning, because this Amari Cooper thing, and I'm not at all trying to stir the pot. I'm just trying to tell you what's in my brain. This Amari Cooper thing is interesting, right? I think we all believe, and the Cowboys should, but we all believe the Cowboys are going to give Amari Cooper a long-term contract. Again, they should do that. But there is this, you never know what's going to happen, right? Like, if you're just playing hypothetical, everybody has tried forever to connect Odell Beckham Jr. to the Cowboys, and I'm not doing that. I mean, I'm just talking about doing it, I guess. Let me be clear. Odell Beckham Jr. to the Cowboys is a dumb idea. But, allowing myself to be dumb for a second, Adam Henry coached Odell Beckham Jr. with the Cleveland Browns. He also coached Odell Beckham Jr. with the New York Giants. He also coached Odell Beckham Jr. at LSU. And that's a whole different thing, by the way, with what's being investigated and whatnot. But my point is, that's pretty interesting. I mean, he's literally coached him at every high level since high school, right? And so, again, I'm not saying you go get him because you're going to be, you know, trading for Odell Beckham Jr. or something. But it is interesting if you're trying very hard to connect dots. That's all my point is. But, I mean, again, the logical move 100 times out of 100 is pay Amari Cooper, figure things out and move on. Also deal with Michael Gallup. Also get Randall Cobb back. Also of note, on Wednesday, it was reported by Lindsey Thury of ESPN that the Cowboys are going to be bringing in Skip Pete to be their running backs coach. Has a history with the Cowboys. Had some time in Dallas not too long ago. Dez Bryant tweeted at Zeke Elliott that he was going to love him. So Dez knows Coach Pete well. And Skip's been working with the Los Angeles Rams lately. It appears that Stan Drayton, who was connected to both the Cowboys and the Rams, is going to be returning to the University of Texas. And so Zeke will have the coach that worked with Todd Gurley. And so, I mean, I think that's an upgrade for Skip personally. I mean, you know, I'm not trying to take any shots at Todd Gurley, but, I think Zeke's a better running back than him. So, interesting how the Stan Drayton thing didn't come to fruition, but also interesting that Gary Brown wasn't even the second option for the Cowboys. You know, it does seem that we're seeing some turnover, some difference, some change. And again, that goes kind of back to the Jason Witten thing. It appears that Mike McCarthy's handprints, fingerprints, whatever you want to call them, are on this coaching staff. And I know that that's a scary feeling. I know that maybe you don't trust Mike McCarthy. I know that maybe his analytics comments and everything have spooked you a little bit. But the important thing, again, is that Mike McCarthy is the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. And Mike McCarthy is seemingly being handed a lot of control and a lot of ability and a lot of flexibility to do what he wants. We have asked forever for the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys, the position that Mike McCarthy holds, to be able to do things like that. So ultimately, again, I think you should consider this a net win overall as Mike McCarthy assembles his staff. And again, nothing's even official as of now, but it's hard to not like this staff. I mean, it truly is difficult to look at, you know, Skip Pete or whatever, and even if you don't like that hire, or even if you don't like the idea of Adam Henry or whatever, and be, you know, of the mindset, oh gosh, this is ridiculous, this is silly, I can't believe we're doing this, this team isn't going anywhere. Dude, I mean, Mike McCarthy is putting together a really, you know, interesting group of coaches, and I think there's a lot of reason to believe in it moving forward. So it is what it is. But again, tomorrow's episode of The Ocho will have Chris Weaver, producer extraordinaire from NFL Films. So look forward to that. Going to talk some Hall of Fame. Going to get his thoughts on Mike McCarthy, too. Very excited about that. And no details on this yet, as it's something we're working on. But working on an extra special surprise for the end of the week. Something that I think you'll really enjoy. Had to, you know, do some stuff, move some mountains. No big deal. But we do it because we love you. Make sure to check out blogingtheboys.com for the latest and greatest when it comes to the Dallas Cowboys. Your home for the best coverage of America's team across the entire internet. Make sure you subscribe to the Blogging the Boys podcast feed, where you can access all of our shows. Just one subscription and you're good to go. We're available everywhere: Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, Google Play. We're on Spotify. The good times, they are rolling, and we want you to roll along right with us. Remember, follow me again on Twitter and Instagram, the Gram, IG, Insta, whatever you want to call it. Hit me up on both. I'm at RJ Ochoa. But more than anything, I mean, before you do anything else, I mean, literally the first priority, you have to have the absolute best Thursday of all time. All right, you got to have the best Thursday ever. You know why? Because you deserve it. We will see you mañana, my friends. As always, go Cowboys and peace out.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Support for this show comes from Fundrise. Buy low, sell high. It's easy to say, hard to do. For example, high interest rates are crushing the real estate market right now. Demand is dropping and prices are falling, even for many of the best assets. It's no wonder the Fundrise Flagship Fund plans to go on a buying spree, expanding its billion-dollar real estate portfolio over the next few months. You can add the Fundrise Flagship Fund to your portfolio in just minutes, and with as little as $10, by visiting fundrise.com/fox. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the Fundrise Flagship Fund before investing. This and other information can be found in the fund's prospectus at fundrise.com/flagship. This is a paid advertisement.